This is the most seismic shift by a Hollywood studio yet during the pandemic. Warner Brothers Pictures says all of its 2021 film slate, including a new Matrix movie, Dune, Space Jam, Godzilla vs. Kong, and the Lin-Manuel Miranda adaptation In the Heights, will all stream on HBO Max as well as be shown in theaters. After 1 month, they'll stop streaming and continue to play on the big screen. The studio's CEO says unprecedented times call for creative solutions. For now, Warner Brothers is considering it a one-year experiment as theater companies struggle to survive. We talk with movie critic Christian Toto about whether this marks the end of the movie theater experience.
Gosh, if it's not the end, it's the most troubling sign we've seen in I don't know how many years. You know, over the decades, we've had different threats to the theatrical experience, cable television. Even when TV sets became commonplace, some people think, well, why would you go to the theater? You've got it right in your own home. But the theatrical experience has survived, endured, even thrived. But boy, this is a huge blow. This is not a small studio. It's a biggie. These are major titles, major franchises. And the fact that for the next 12, 13 months, we can see them at home at our convenience, it's a big deal. I don't know if other studios will follow, but this is a complete sign that there's not enough confidence that people will go back to theaters, even with the vaccine news, which is heading our way, which sounds very promising, which kind of signifies we could get back to a closer to normal experience. Hollywood doesn't have faith that's going to happen. I think this is a major sign. And, you know, maybe things swing back to the way it used to be. But boy, in 10, 20 years, we could look back on this week and say, this is when everything changed.
There is a new road trip comedy called Half Brothers, and the story is told in both English and Spanish. Tell us more and also how you like the film.
Well, it's a buddy road trip comedy. That template usually works pretty well. Pretty reliable source of humor, friction, a little bit of action, a little bit of chaos. Boy, it doesn't work here at all, though. It's a shame. It's a story about a businessman from Mexico who learns he has a brother he never knew, the half brother, the title. And also the fact that his dad left Mexico for America years ago, leaving just an emotional hole in his heart. These different story threads come together. Plus, the other brother is an American. He's kind of wacky. He's unconventional. The kind of role usually Zach Galifianakis might play. But boy, I don't know what Zach or anyone else could do to make this role likable, because it's grating. It's not charming. And these two characters fight a lot. And you're really thinking, maybe they should have their own movie, because this is just not working out on screen. The laughs are few. The tension doesn't really make a lot of sense. And it really does dig deep into the immigration situation between the U.S. and Mexico in a way that I think maybe progressives will enjoy more than conservatives. But overall, it just feels a little bit too lectury, and it doesn't really kind of flow with the story. This is a mess. There were tiny elements I really enjoyed. The scenery in Mexico is beautiful. I think the sort of the half-brother concept could really connect and make a wonderful movie with a heart, but I didn't see much of a heart here.
That's Christian Toto of HollywoodInToto.com on Skype. He is mostly trashing that new release, Half Brothers, which is playing in theaters across the Washington area this weekend.